Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to Wednesday's edition of the Three Martini Lunch. We're not just having three, we're just telling the waiter to keep them coming today, because after the past 2 years of President Obama, the democratically controlled Congress, today is a glorious day in the world of politics as Republicans take control of the House and get much more clout in the Senate, as they're now up to 47 seats, assuming Lisa Murkowski stays where she is. Jim, what we're seeing now is not only just a numbers game that certainly is looking much better for Republicans, but especially on the House side, it seems like Republicans, both incumbent and newcomers, seem to have the message that voters had last year. Here's what Oregon's Greg Walden said on MSNBC yesterday.
I've never understood how pitting one group of taxpayers against another to the benefit of the growth of government created private sector jobs in the beginning. Our whole effort here is to cut government back to a manageable, affordable size and grow private sector jobs, not the other way around.
He also promised that the GOP would try to repeal the health care bill, because that's what they promised to do, which Andrea Mitchell didn't seem to understand very well. But Jim, it looks like Republicans are not only getting some power, but they actually know what they want to do with it.
Yep. And, you know, they've had 2 months since knowing they were going to be in the majority to do this. So that's they really wouldn't have too many excuses for not knowing what they want to do with it. I'm encouraged that the Obamacare vote comes as early as this week. The two interesting things that are kind of jumping out at me. One is this: it's good that they're doing everything right at this point. It's worth noting this is the easy part. You know, you might argue it's all downhill from here, that inevitably events will come up and they will be faced with some much harder choices. And you never know when something will happen, like the Gulf oil spill, that will suddenly come and dominate news cycles, and people will be expecting Congress, why aren't you doing something? Why aren't you doing something? Issue new regulations. So there will be great challenges coming down the road. But for today, there's kind of a moment of, all right, we know what we're doing. Here's our game plan. Let's go execute it. And one of the things I'm enjoying is you listen to newly elected folks on their Facebook pages and on Twitter and around the internet. They're still at a point where they're giddy seeing their names on the door. Renee Elmers actually, you know, put up a picture of it. And I think you can kind of still see a sense of awe, and you know, these folks are just so honored to be where they are, and there's no sense of entitlement yet. There's no sense of, well, this is how it should be. They know that they are temporary stewards of this government and not appointed to a lifetime aristocracy role. So far, so good from the new members of Congress. I'm sure they will stumble at some point, but hopefully they'll put off those first mistakes as long as possible.
One of the incoming Republicans from Michigan had a great line yesterday. Up to this point, we've been hitting range balls. Now we actually get out on the course.
I guess he's trying to put it in terms the president would understand, since he's spent so much time on the golf course lately.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully these members will not spend that much time on the golf course and will actually do their jobs, and better yet, spend time in their districts and finding out what the people want. On to the bad martini now, and in a way this is good, because a comment comes from her last day as Speaker of the House, but Nancy Pelosi talking about Democratic plans now to fight against repeal of the health care bill, and here's her rationale for doing so.
If everyone in America was very, very pleased with his or her health insurance and had no complaints and had access to quality, affordable health care in our country, it still would have been necessary for us to pass the health care reform bill, because we could not sustain the system.
Translation, it didn't really matter what the system was actually doing. This is part of our big government agenda, so we were going to do it anyway.
I was about to say, I think in a way I want that stitched and put on a throw pillow in my house, because there's nothing that will more perfectly encapsulate the liberal approach to government, to life, than to say, look, even if everything was working perfectly and everyone was happy, we would still fix it. We would change it, because that's what we're here to do. Your satisfaction does not matter to us. The fact that everyone likes it does not matter to us. She even conceded that if everyone had access to quality care, I thought that was job one. I thought that was the whole point why we were doing this. And, you know, she says, well, we had to make it fiscally sustainable. Of course, Obamacare isn't making it fiscally sustainable, because we're adding all kinds of new benefits, and the doc fix is coming down the pipe. Anyway, this is, you know, I was glad to see Nancy Pelosi going out precisely the way we expected she would, every bit as oblivious and defiant and, you know, I'm sure in her world she's done a fantastic job, but in this one, well, the one where the sky is blue, people are a little less satisfied.
It's a vastly shrinking world where she lives, thanks to the voters in November. So if she wants to believe that, she can. I'm sure we'll see a very genuine smile as she hands over the gavel to John Boehner today. I'm sure there won't be any pretense in that whatsoever. And on to the third martini now, Jim. And as we look at the political landscape here, the president, of course, has been saying this is now a new era of bipartisanship. And just the idea that the Republicans want to repeal the health care bill on the flight back from Hawaii, not content to just go with his recess appointments that rankled a lot of people, the president now accusing McConnell and Boehner of engaging in politics before the election season begins, something he knows absolutely nothing about.
Boy, you know, we just heard just not too long ago, it's official, Robert Gibbs will be leaving and widely expected to take some sort of campaign-related role. Axelrod has already left the White House and is heading to Chicago to head up the re-election bid. And this is the president who has said he wants to spend more time out of the Beltway, out of the White House in the coming year. A president who did 69 political fundraisers, 17 campaign rallies in 2 years. And he's telling the Republicans, hey, it's time to tone it down with the campaigning. All we can do is laugh. You know, this is, it's kind of fascinating to see the definition of how they see campaign season and how they see governing season. Yesterday, I observed, I was kind of rolling my eyes, that Harry Reid was that letter to Boehner in which he was saying that you guys shouldn't be engaging in the partisan mission to repeal health care. Now, how many Republican votes did health care get, Greg?
I believe zero.
Yeah, zero. But repealing it, that's the partisan mission.
Right.
Now, we already know that a couple of the blue dogs said they're on board with repeal. Not a lot of them, but a couple of them. So already, look, repeal of Obamacare, that's a bipartisan mission.
Absolutely right. And, you know, it's, we talked about this before, how basically any sort of opposition to a lockstep support of the president's agenda is considered partisan politicking and is just completely out of step with what the American people want. And to watch this type of rhetoric in conjunction with the Democrats' ongoing explanation of their drubbing in November as people were just tired of gridlock is on one hand puzzling and one hand just hysterical. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to posture here, not only in the early days of the Congress, but going forward when we actually start voting on some of this stuff.
Puzzling, hysterical, and I would say a little bit reassuring. I mean, Greg, we'd be in more trouble if they're actually learning with, you know, learning from their mistakes.
It's true. Jim, a lot of things to look forward to as this new Congress convenes. Enjoy as many martinis as you want, and we'll convene again here on Thursday.
Well, I'm cutting back, Greg. It's part of fiscal conservatism.
Very good. Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us again Thursday at this time for the next Three Martini Lunch.